Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Today, we're going to look at Esther chapter 4, verse 14. First, a little context. So a man, Haman, had a plan not just to persecute the Jews, but to annihilate them. His hatred for another man named Mordecai took such possession of his soul that he wanted Mordecai and all Mordecai's people wiped from the face of the earth. Now, little did he know that Esther, the new queen, was a Jew, one of Mordecai's people. However, the position God gives us means nothing unless we use it for his purpose. Here's our Mordecai's words to Esther. If you keep silent, Esther, at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows, Esther, whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Mordecai reminds us that God will get his work accomplished one way or another. Although our refusal to participate may be detrimental to us, he'll find someone else to get the job done. But God places us in specific positions for strategic purposes. The all-powerful God chooses to use people in his sovereign work. There's no doubt about it. God has placed you in a strategic position. No one has been gifted and resourced like you. No one else in the world has your network of family and friends. God has placed you right where you are for such a time as this. And God wants you to use your gifts and your resources to accomplish his work. So don't sit and remain silent. Who knows? But God has put you in this position for this particular time. A couple talking points. Lord, give me courage to use my position for your purposes. And secondly, help me be a parent who understands that I was placed on this earth and gifted with children for such a time as this. Father, thank you for the privilege of partnering with you in eternal work. Give us courage to stand up, speak out, and accomplish your assignment that you give us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.